Roy Matlock Jr. here. We are back and we're talking money as we always do every single week. And if you are interested in learning and getting a complete college education times 10, I wish they would teach us in high school and things like that. I've been told that all my life. They say, well, they should teach what you teach in high school. Well, here's how you do it. Go to the Roy Matlock Jr. site, or just go to Apple Podcasts or Google Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour and download the podcast. There's 100 shows on there, right out of 100 shows on everything you need to know about money, from you name it. And so today's show is going to be another podcast that you'll be able to listen to again. So don't worry if you're trying to take a few notes here, which I would, because I always try to educate. My goal is to educate, inform, teach, those kind of things. I believe that, you know, keeping people in the dark is the last way to that you should ever try to create a business. Yes, I'm a financial advisor. I've been doing this forever, and we're still open for business. So if you need help, that's what we do. But my mindset has been this, that, you know, there's a million, there's a financial advisor everywhere you go, and most of them are selling products. And so all your products are nothing. What you need is education. Then that way you can make good decisions. I'm going to give you that education in many, many different ways. And so today is six risks that face you at retirement. The first one is consumer debt. So I want you to think about what's happening right now. You know, the first credit card came out in 1950, and that was called the Diner's Card. And then you had a bank in 1958, Bank America Card, which I, you know, that was around. I remember that. Then we started the mortgage side with Freddie Mac, Sallie Mae. Then the golden age of credit cards began. 1982 is when all of them started piling in, every kind of credit card you can imagine. Then we had the banks deregulated so they could do more lending. And then we had in 2008, we saw the crash for all of the money that was being lended, you know, that was bad and stuff like that. So here's the bottom line. Here's what you got going on right now. Every single generation gets more debt. Isn't that crazy? All right. The silent generation, median debt was 30K. Baby boomers, 70K. Gen X, 104K. Millennials, right now, 46K. Okay. 86% of them have debt. Okay. 89%, even the silent generation, 58% has debt. So the first thing we have to do is get control of debt, because what happens is your debts are going to be the challenge that you have. So what we're looking at when we retire, we want to put ourselves in a position to where we don't have to have a lot of income, because we don't have to have a lot of outgo. All right. So the first thing we always want to do is eliminate bad debt. Bad debt is, number one, anything you can't afford, anything that is tied to a depreciating asset. We want to start looking at ways to eliminate that. All right. The mortgage debt is considered good debt, but there's ways that you can eliminate that. You know, I'm a proponent for the right situation for people to look at reverse mortgages. A lot of times I see people coming into my office and we speak, and their balance sheet looks like this. They've got a house that's $500,000 that's paid for, and they've got a couple hundred thousand saved, something like that. They don't have enough money, and they can do a reverse mortgage, stay in their house, pull some cash out in order to utilize that equity. So there's things like that. Most people don't understand reverse mortgages. In one of the, not the next show, but maybe the next show, we're going to go into, in the next few shows, I'm going to go into alternatives, type things that you can do to generate income for retirement. One of those is that, okay? But anyway, what you need to do, be thinking about, is we got to reduce the debt. The first way to reduce debt is to spend less than you make. How do you spend less than you make? First thing you got to do is set up a budget and learn how to do that. Our one of our first or second classes on the client series, it's the 13-part series that you can go to roymatlockjr.com. We spend a whole 45 minutes on how to set a budget up, but I'm going to give you just a ballpark idea, a quick idea on setting your budget up. The most important thing about setting your budget up is to put it, you start out by listing everything, and you find out what's really going on. All right, and that's going to take you a little bit of time. And then what we do is, the most important part is, we start looking at it. So, well, what are some of the things we can eliminate? What are some of the things that we are our variable expenses that we need to control? And then once we do that, we have a gap. And we want to make sure that there's a gap. And then I've always worked on that weekly, budget to where it says, okay, I'm going to spend this much money every week. I'm going to have a separate personal spending account. And then that way, what happens is every week you do that and you know how much you can spend and you know that it's within the framework of what you planned. Okay. So the first thing we want to do is we want to get rid of all that kind of stuff. It may be involved selling things, doing stuff, all that kind of stuff. That will allow you to finish out your retirement accounts as best you can, that kind of deal, so you don't end up not taking advantage of matching funds and maxing and also adding additional contributions that you're eligible for once you're over 50. And so we do that. And then we get educated on the cost of debt, possibly refinance your house if you hadn't done it in a year. That's another thing that, that we refer people on all the time, on how to correctly refinance your debt. In many cases, I use refinancing as a way to clean up debt, meaning consolidate, reduce cost, all that kind of stuff. And so sometimes it even involves taking cash out. Lots of things that you can do to be able to make that happen. So we want to, first thing is work on our debt. The next thing we want to make be understanding the risk is that of healthcare. Okay. People are living longer. They want to be productive. However, they underestimate the cost in healthcare. Average 65-year-old just for medical expenses during retirement between the time they retire at age 65 and pass away, about $285,000 for just medical expenses. Okay. 39% of retirees that were surveyed said they are only somewhat confident they're going to have enough money to take care of medical expenses. So let me give you some examples of things that I recommend to people. Unless you're way, if you've hit your number, you've really hit your number to where you're bulletproof, then again, it's like owning a car. I don't think you need to have liability. I think you only need liability, not, collision insurance. If you can take the risk and it doesn't hurt you if you totaled your car. Well, long-term care insurance falls into this category. If your retirement plans are enough for you to fund two households, that's what I always tell people. If someone goes in a nursing home and the spouse is living, it's like getting a divorce. You've got two households that you're funding. Then can you afford to do that? All right. And if you can't afford to do that, then what you need to be thinking about is long-term care insurance. And there's a lot of things you can do with long-term care. But what long-term care does is it provides in-home health. It provides, assisted living, and it also provides for actual nursing home care. You pick out a plan and you may buy something what I call supplemental long-term care, where it only pays so much because you've got a certain amount of money you could afford to self-insure. But long-term care insurance is something that is a foundation, in my opinion, for most people when they get to retirement age. A good time to be looking at it is in your mid-50s to mid-60s. It gets more expensive as you get older, and it gets more difficult for you to qualify for it as you get older. So you might want to be thinking about that. I do referrals on that as well, because I see that all the time where people are like, you just really don't have enough money. And so as a result of it, long-term care, you might want to think about that. But long-term care expenses, you can go look it up. It's expensive if you end up having extended health care, that kind of thing. And so what we want to do is we're going through these risks. The first one is debt elimination. The next one is the medical expenses, long-term care, stuff like that. Hey, all we're doing is we're planning in advance. It's not as if you can avoid it. All we're doing is looking at it. And so we're going to get some plan. I'll talk a little bit more when we come out of the break to educate you on long-term care, how it really works. But here's the long and short of it. It may be something you need to put into your plan. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. If you're enjoying the show, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. Hey, you can pick the phone up as well and call our office and schedule like a 15-minute phone call at 615-843-2999. I'll be right back.